Task 2. You are going to hear part of an audiobook about the life of Sigmund Freud. Read the notes below and listen carefully to the recordings. In the spaces provided, in block capitals, complete the information required with one or two words. Gap 0 is given as an example. Use the exact words which appear in the recording. Now, you have 30 seconds to read the notes.
Sigmund Freud was born on the 6th of May 1856 in the Moravian town of Freiburg in the Czech Republic. His mother, Amalie, was the third wife of Jacob Freud, a Jewish wool merchant some 20 years younger than her husband. In 1859, when Sigmund Freud was 3 years old, the family moved to Vienna. Freud's mother, a vivacious and charming lady who survived until the age of 95, was only 21 when Freud was born. She went on to bear 7 other children, but Sigmund remained her indisputable favourite, one circumstance to which Freud attributed his inner confidence. Freud also believed that his later success was directly related to his being a Jew. As a boy, Freud was intellectually precocious and an extremely hard worker. For 6 successive years, Freud was first in his class at school, and by the time he left, had not only obtained a thorough knowledge of Greek, Latin, German, and Hebrew, but had learned French and English, and had also taught himself the rudiments of Spanish and Italian. Freud enrolled in the medical department of the University of Vienna in the autumn of 1873, but did not graduate until the 30th of March 1881. His initial interest was in zoological research. From 1876 to 1882, he carried out research in the Physiological Institute of Ernst Brücke. Freud remained a determinist throughout his life, believing that thoughts, feelings, and fantasies are rigidly determined by the principle of cause and effect. Freud was reluctant to practice medicine and would have been content to spend his life in research, but in 1882 he fell in love and became engaged to Martha Bernays. Since there was no possibility of his earning enough to support a wife and family if he remained in Brücke's laboratory, Freud reluctantly abandoned his research career.
Now, listen again.
Sigmund Freud was born on the 6th of May 1856 in the Moravian town of Freiburg in the Czech Republic. His mother, Amalie, was the third wife of Jacob Freud, a Jewish wool merchant some 20 years younger than her husband. In 1859, when Sigmund Freud was 3 years old, the family moved to Vienna. Freud's mother, a vivacious and charming lady who survived until the age of 95, was only 21 when Freud was born. She went on to bear 7 other children, but Sigmund remained her indisputable favourite, one circumstance to which Freud attributed his inner confidence. Freud also believed that his later success was directly related to his being a Jew. As a boy, Freud was intellectually precocious and an extremely hard worker. For 6 successive years, Freud was first in his class at school, and by the time he left, had not only obtained a thorough knowledge of Greek, Latin, German, and Hebrew, but had learned French and English, and had also taught himself the rudiments of Spanish and Italian. Freud enrolled in the medical department of the University of Vienna in the autumn of 1873, but did not graduate until the 30th of March 1881. His initial interest was in zoological research. From 1876 to 1882, he carried out research in the Physiological Institute of Ernst Brücke. Freud remained a determinist throughout his life, believing that thoughts, feelings, and fantasies are rigidly determined by the principle of cause and effect. Freud was reluctant to practice medicine and would have been content to spend his life in research, but in 1882 he fell in love and became engaged to Marta Bernays. Since there was no possibility of his earning enough to support a wife and family if he remained in Brücke's laboratory, Freud reluctantly abandoned his research career.